Okay, so the Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel, that was the end of last week's blot, has the multi-tiered Machlokas Amoraim as to the order of brachos for regular Havdalah, and then the Machlokas Amoraim Abay V'Rav about Motzei Shabbos Havdalah. That's also Yontif, Yaknahaz, which is how we paskin. The Gemara then says on Kuf Gimel with Beis that there's a mitzvah and a mufkar to use an avuka for Ner Havdalah in general. The Ramah in Reis Sadiches defines an avuka as a two-wicked Ner, which is our practice of using such a Havdalah candle in general. So we generally assume, like a comment of Rabbi Kiviger in the beginning of Hilchos Basar B'Cholov, that when it comes to Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yontif, when it's not so practical to have a avuka, that if you have two candles that are in close proximity to each other, that has a din of avuka as well. That's generally common practice. In recent years, they started marketing this fancy Yaknahaz candle. So you can have a mini avuka that's going to burn out the same time that a regular candle will burn out. So for a few dollars, you can buy yourself a fancy Yaknahaz candle that's marketed as such. From the same people that sell you the 10 pieces of chametz for Bedikas chametz, for those who are too lazy to take a piece of bread and cut it into 10 pieces. But be that as it may. Then the Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, working off the previous machlokas of what the Seder Brachos is for Havdalah, has the position of Tamidei Derav, which is how we paskin, that you have to make a bracha on Birkas HaMazon alakos, even if you already were Mevarech al Yayin B'Socha Suda. So you already had Yayin either for Kiddush or Yayin B'Socha Suda. You still have to recite another Bar Pir Gafen on the wine for Birkas HaMazon. And Rav Ashi says there on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, Les Hilchasa Ketamidei Derav, that we don't paskin like the Tamidei Derav, that we do paskin like the Tamidei Derav, but Rav Ashi says before he's rejected that we don't paskin like the Tamidei Derav. And what's his raya? His raya is from Rav Shita of Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah on a regular Motzei Shabbos. What's the raya? So the Rashbam there writes, Dibra Maskil Amarav Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, V'lo Ba'i Levruche Berkas Bari Pi Agafen Trei Zimni, Chayda Kiddush V'chad Havdalah. The raya is the fact that Rav does not require saying two Bari Pi Agafens. Rav doesn't say you say Yayin Kiddush Ner Yayin Havdalah. So just as Rav doesn't require saying a double Bar Pi Agafen when you recite Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, so too, when you recite Kiddush followed by Birkas HaMazon, there's no need for a second Bar Pi Agafen. That's how the Rashbam explains Rav Ashi's Raya from Rav's position of Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. We got Bar Shmuel, one of the classic later Achronim. I'm It used to be popular. Has anyone seen it, the Bar Shmuel? Okay, good for you, Binyamin Shmuel. Okay, so Bar Shmuel used to be one of the popular. Maybe it's still popular, but years ago it was one of the popular later Achronim on Amsachim. See, he has the following comment. That one second, what's the Rashbam saying that you should have said a Bar Pi Agafen twice, Yayin Kiddush Ner Yayin Havdalah, but isn't there going to be a hefsek between the first Bar Pi Agafen and the Shtiyas HaYayin? So has Hashayif to say two Bar Pi Agafens in the same maracha? Isn't that a hefsek between the two of them before you're going to drink the wine? So he says it must be that the Bar Pi Agafen of Kiddush is not a generic Birkas Hananin, but rather it's a fundamental part of the Nusach of Kiddush. And therefore, the fact that there are other brachos that would sandwich the Bar Pi Agafen of Kiddush and the Shisiyas HaYayin is not a problem. So that's consistent with the famous word of Reb Chaim that the Rav quoted in printed in his Yahrzeit Shiurim, in the Yahrzeit Shiur on Kiddush V'Havdalah, that Reb Chaim held that the bracha of Bar Pi Agafen on Kiddush is not a standard regular Birkas Hananin, but it's a fundamental part of the Nusach of Kiddush. And that's how he explained the position in Rishonim on Daf Kuf, the Rif, the Nosach Kelim on the Rif, the Meiri has this on Daf Kuf, that it, when you say Paris Bab and Makadish, as we referenced briefly last time, that if you're maskil beheter on Erev Shabbos and you continue your suda into Friday night, and you have to be Paris Bab and Makadish according to Shmuel, when you're Paris Bab and Makadish, you have to say another Bar Priyagafen B'Torah Kiddush. So why do you have to say another Bar Priyagafen B'Torah Kiddush if you're ready or Mevarech Hayayin B'Socha Suda? So the Rav explained, based on Reb Chaim, that the Bar Priyagafen B'Socha Suda has nothing to do with Kiddush. The Bar Priyagafen and Kiddush is an integral part of the Nusach of Kiddush, and therefore, even if you're ready Mevarech Hayayin B'Socha Suda, you still have to recite another bracha of Bar Priyagafen on Kiddush. Okay. Then the Gemara has on Kuftal and Mabez the Sugya Bracha Smucha Lechaverta. The Gemara says that all brachos are Posech, Babarach, Vechosim, Babarach, with the exception of a whole list of exceptions, Berchas Mitzvos and Berchas Peros. The Gemara says that all brachos are Posech, Babarach, Vechosim, Babarach, except for Berchas Mitzvah and Berchas Peros. And a bracha smucha lechaverta, and the last bracha of kriyashma, some of which are pasach bebarach vein chosim bebarach, some are chosim bebarach vein pasach bebarach. Fine. So why is that a bracha smucha lechaverta doesn't require a baruch at the beginning? So the Rashbam and Rashi, Rashbam Dir Maskel Yeshmehan writes, sharei potrasa harishona sheniftacha bebarach. That if you have a bracha smucha lechaverta, a series of short brachos, berachas hashachar, and the like, so the baruch that begins the first bracha covers all the subsequent brachos. And Tosus writes, Dibur Maskel Chutz on Kuvdal and Mebeis, Lefi shachasam birishona, ein tzarech liftoach hashniya bebarach. Since you said a chasima on the first bracha, the bracha aruka, that then you don't have to have a psicha Bebarach for the second bracha, meaning that the chasima for the first bracha serves as a psicha for the second bracha as well. So according to the Rashbam, the psicha for the first bracha covers all the subsequent brachos, and according to Tosfos, the chasima for the first bracha serves as a psicha for the second bracha. Ramosh has a tshuva, Evan Ezer Chelik Aleph Simin Sadi Dalid, Evan Ezer Chelik Aleph Simin Sadi Dalid, where he discusses what has become common practice of dividing Shavir Brachos among multiple people. That used to be for centuries, one person recited all the Shavir Brachos and everyone was happy. And at some point in history, people wanted to generate more kibudim, sometime probably in relatively recent history. And the practice developed, which is now commonplace, of multiple people reciting the Shavir Brachos separately. So Ramosha raises the question, maybe you could be mefakbek on that practice, that these are all brachas smucha lechavertas. And if the reason that a brachas smucha lechavertas doesn't require a psicha bebarach is because it's connected to the previous bracha, so maybe that's only true if it's the same mevarach. But if you have different people reciting different brachas, so how can you argue that the bracha recited by someone else is connected to the original psicha from the first guy? The Ramosh is medayik from this Rashbam. The Lashon of the Rashbam is hare potrasa Rishona, Podrasa HaRishona. So it sounds like that which patters it is the bracha. It's not totally on the mevarich. Podrasa HaRishona, the bracha Rishona, patters the subsequent bracha. So even if multiple people recite multiple brachos, but as long as the first bracha was recited, albeit by someone else, that's enough to patter the subsequent brachos, and that's considered a bracha smucha lechavert. Then the Gemara has on Kufheya Mun Aleph, and then another comment on Kuvava Mun Aleph, and another comment on Kuzayna Mun Aleph. You have to read the three comments together about the din of Tashlumin for Kiddush and Avdala. The Gemara on Kufheya Mun Aleph has Bai Minei Ravina Mi Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mishalo Kiddush Be'er Shabbos, Ma'ashi Kaddish Vahola Kol Yom Kula. If you fail to recite Kiddush on Friday night, can you recite Kiddush the rest of Shabbos? Amr Lei, Mida Army B'nei Rebbe Chia, Mishal Hid of Motzei Shabbos, Mazu Holokol Shabbos Kulo. Just as the din is that if you didn't recite Avdala Motzei Shabbos, you can recite Avdala Kol HaShabbos Kulo. Hachanami, Mishal Kiddush Be'er Shabbos, Mekadosh Beholokol Yom Kulo. So just as if you fail to recite Avdala Motzei Shabbos, you can recite Avdala Kol HaShabbos Kulo. So too, if you fail to recite Kiddush Friday night, you can recite Kiddush Kol HaYom Kulo. But what's considered Kol HaShabbos Kula? The Gemara then on Kuvava Min Aleph quotes from B'nai Rabbi Chiya, Mishalo Hivdil B'mose Shabbos Malde V'Holech B'chol Shabbos Kulo V'ad Kama Am Reb Zera Ad Revi B'Shabbos. So Reb Zera says you can make Kavdala, what is Kol Shabbos Kulo? The entire week. It means half of the week. It means until Wednesday through Tuesday night. And then the Gemara on Kuzayin Amar Aleph says, what's the bottom line? Hilchasa, Misha Lehit of Mose Shabbos, Ma'adav HaHolech Kol HaShabbos Kula. Okay, so again, the Gemara Kufay Amar Aleph said, Ma'adav HaHolech Kol HaShabbos Kula, and therefore you can learn out that Kiddush is also called Yom Kulo. The Gemara on Kuvav Amar Aleph defines Kol HaShabbos Kula as till Revi. And the Gemara of Zion says that's the halacha malde v'hola kol Shabbos kula. But that's a machlokas rishonim. Till when can you actually make havdalah? Machlokas ga'onim, machlokas rishonim, and that's totally on girsos. So we have the girsa of kol Shabbos kula, but some of the rishonim and the ga'onim have the girsa of kol hayom kula. So if it's kol hayom kula, that means you can make havdalah all of Sunday. If it's kol Shabbos kula, so that's the Gemara says you can make havdalah through Tuesday. So in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reis Sadi Tes, the Mechaber is so same like the Rambam that you can make Havdalah through Tuesday, and he quotes the Yesh Omrim that you can make Havdalah only through Sunday. And the Rama says that we assume the Iker Deya is that you can make Havdalah through Tuesday. And the Sefer Emek Bracha, in his piece on one of his pieces on Kiddush Havdalah, he says that this sugya seems to indicate that the din of reciting Kiddush all of Shabbos, the din of reciting Havdalah Kol Hayom Kulo, or Kol Shabbos Kulo, is not midin Tashlumin. But number one, because Tashlumin is generally not shayach by din of Deraisa, so Kiddush is definitely din Deraisa, Havdalah Machlokes, but Kiddush at least is a din Deraisa. And even if you assume 3 days in Rishonim, 3 days in Bali Tosos in Brachos Daf Kaf, Shavuos Daf Kaf, that even if you assume that Kiddush Alakos is only the Rabbanan, then maybe the Zechira of Shabbos is the Kiddush Daraisa, the Kiddush Alakos is only the Rabbanan, like one of the days in Tosos. But the Gemara says on Kofei over here that Kavod Yom and Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom Kodem, that Kavod Yom takes precedence over Kavod Laila. And therefore, if you only have one cup of wine, it's better to make Kiddush al hayayin bayom as opposed to balayla. The Gemara says no. So the Gemara says initially, maybe you should make Kiddush at night. And the Gemara says, if covered Kiyom is adif, then you should leave it till tomorrow because kavod hayom, you should make Kiddush Shabbos day, kavod hayom adif. Like where it says, no, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, that you should make Kiddush at the earliest opportunity. And even though you would have had a cheshbon to make Kiddush on Shabbos day because kavod hayom adif, but chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. So says the Emek Brach, if it was true that making Kiddush on Shabbos day is midin tashlumin, so you never would have had a havamina. You could have had a havamina to delay making Kiddush because kavod yom adif. Because you never make tashlumin l'chachila. If it was a din of tashlumin, that the ikar's man is Friday night. If you forgot Friday night, then tashlumin you do Shabbos day. So the Gemara could have never entertained that because of kavod yom, you're going to make Kiddush on Shabbos day. Elawat, he thinks it's muchach from here, that it's not just that Kiddush on Shabbos day is tashlumin if you forgot Friday night, but the ikar's man Kiddush is the entire day, and the Ikar Zman Havdalah is the entire first half of the week through Tuesday. That's relevant for Dinim of Onen, it's relevant for the Din of Tisha B'Av Shechayas Motzei Shabbos, whether Havdalah is Midin Tashlumin or not, after Motzei Shabbos, relevant to Maariv for an Onen as well, but Od Chazal LaMoed, looks like we're out of time for tonight. Okay, how's the limit going?